Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning. We're glad you braved the weather. About 8:15, that big peal of thunder came down right here, and I looked at the few who were here, and I said, well, attendance just went down. And that was so weird because our church at the beach, when it rained like this, attendance went up because you couldn't go golf and you couldn't go to the beach and you couldn't do anything else. And so just kind of weird. But anyway, a couple of announcements. Oh, did I welcome? I welcomed you. Yeah, good. A few announcements. One is a little bit of anticipation on what I think is going to happen next week. But just to go ahead and alert you that I think next week will be Molly's last week with us. Is it 2 weeks away? Okay, maybe it's 2 weeks away. But that date is coming, so I just wanted to alert you to that. You can start bawling now. But anyway, just wanted to go ahead and put that on your radar screen. Shannon wanted to talk about Family Promise. Thanks, Shannon. Also, I don't know if you saw the email late yesterday afternoon, Virgil Carlson died. So please remember his family and keep him in your thoughts, his family in your thoughts and prayers. We don't have any arrangements yet. This just happened late yesterday afternoon. So as soon as we know anything, I'll be letting you know. It's not Sarah's time to end with us. Sarah.
Next Saturday, Family Ministries is going strawberry picking at Lever Farms in Pomeria, South Carolina.
Is my mouth like strawberries in Pomeria?
They got strawberries. They're delicious. Raisin and I rent a house right across the street from this strawberry patch. You are not coming to our house. It is not large enough for you.
At
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. There was a theme that kind of went through your announcements, and that theme was food.
Yes.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like to eat.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, we are glad you're here, and it's time for us to prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation.
Amen.
Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God, confessing our sin. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shadowed by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion. Forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Bountiful God, you gather your people into your realm, and you promise us food from your tree of life. Nourish us with your word, that empowered by your Spirit, we may love one another and the world you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and would the children please come forward.
Hey, Lily. We're going to make a mess today, I think. Do you like vegetables? You do? You're weird. No. Do you like green beans? They're healthy for you and they're good. And so I thought we would open up this can and pour it into this bowl. That's where we're going to make the messy part. And then we'll talk about them, okay? All right. You sure you like green beans? Is that what you like? You don't really like green beans? Well, that's too bad because that's what I brought. And you probably like them cooked. Okay. All right. Let's hope this can opener works. Aha. Ooh, good. It's working. Good. Good. We're making progress here. We haven't made a mess yet. This is where it's going to get close. Okay. Let's see what we can do here. Now, if I can get that lid out. All right, ready? I'm going to pour all these green beans in here. Wait a minute. Y'all see the green beans? What happened? It's not green beans. They're white something. I don't even know what that is. Do you know what that is? But the can, what does the can say? It says cut green beans. But that's not what was in there. So somebody lied to me, didn't they? The can lied. That's not really what was in there. If you go to the store and you buy green beans, all of y'all need to know, if you go to the store and buy green beans, it might not be green beans. It might be whatever this is. Let me ask Miss Nan. Miss Nan, you do our grocery shopping. Normally, when you buy a can, does it have what it says on the outside? It always does? You've never had a can lie to you? These are... She said they're old. I don't... So you've never had a can tell you one thing and it be something else? I've been up to shenanigans. Do you think I've been up to shenanigans? She thinks I might have taken the label off of a can of green beans and put it on a can of something else. Do you think I would do that? They think I would do that. And they're right. But it's an interesting point, because every time you go to the store and buy a package and it says it's green beans, that's what's going to be in there, unless you have Pastor Gary going up to his shenanigans like they said. So you can see right here where I taped on the other label. But anyway, God's promises are just like that. Today in our gospel lesson, Jesus makes some promises. He says, I'll be back. I'll send you the Holy Spirit. It's a whole passage full of promises. Do you think they're like this can, where he says them, but he doesn't really mean them? Or do you think he really means his promises? He really means them. That's exactly right. When we listen to Jesus and what he says, we can know that that's exactly what he's going to do. So listen, when we read the gospel lesson, to all the promises that Jesus is going to make to us today, and we can trust that that's really... When Jesus says that's what's in the can, that's what's in the can. Okay? All right, so we can always believe Jesus. All right, let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for all your promises to us. Help us to always trust you and to know that your word is true always. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
A reading from Acts. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is the leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate of by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down, and we spoke to the woman who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira, and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
from Revelation. And in the spirit, one of the angels carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of water of life, bright as crystal, flowing with the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the city, through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Thank you. There's a story about a pastor who was leading worship one Sunday, and the sound system didn't seem to be working, and so he said, "I think there's something wrong with my mic." The congregation responded, "And also with you." That's not autobiographical. Then there's a story of the pastor some years ago who wanted to implement this new practice called sharing the peace. So he announced that the following Sunday they were going to start a custom of shaking hands and greeting each other. At the close of the service, a man turned around to the lady behind him and said, "Good morning." And she looked at him with shock at his boldness and said, I beg your pardon. That friendliness business doesn't start until next week.
The peace of Christ be with you. It's probably the most misunderstood part of our worship service. We call it the exchange of the peace or the sharing of the peace. But for many, this can be something of an uncomfortable time in our worship. I think many of us, maybe most of us, don't really understand what we're supposed to be doing at this time. But sharing the peace is really a vital, central part of what happens on a Sunday morning. So let's talk about that sharing of the peace for a few moments. Here's what it's not. It's not a time to greet one another. It's not a time to remind someone of a meeting. It's not a time to talk about the game last night. It's not a time to make a joke or to comment on the sermon or any number of things. Instead, it's a holy moment of reconciliation and coming together. The pattern of worship that includes the sharing of the peace is very old. As best as we can tell, Christians did this from very early times in their weekly worship. The Apostle Paul talks several times about greeting one another with Christ's peace, sometimes even with a kiss. The main basis for this practice comes from Matthew 5, where Jesus says, "So when you're offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift." Other early Christian writers put it this way, "Anyone who has a quarrel with his fellow should not gather with you until he has been reconciled." So the sharing of the peace is about reconciliation, about coming together as God's people in grace received and in grace given to one another in the presence of God's grace given to all. It's a time to say, that issue that divides us, I'm putting it aside and wishing you well. And all those other things that keep us apart or distract us, I'm putting those aside as well, as we together become one in Christ and Christ comes to us. And when that's done sincerely and genuinely, then real peace does happen. Here's what the ELCA says about the sharing of the peace. The exchange of peace is a ministry, an announcement of grace we make to each other. The ministry we do to each other is far greater than a sociable handshake or a ritual of friendship or a moment of informality. Because of the presence of Jesus Christ, we give to each other what we are saying, Christ's own peace. Then, having been gathered by the Spirit around the risen one, present in the Word, we turn to celebrate his meal. Now we exchange the peace in our worship right after our prayers and before the meal. We gather as one community in God. What's going on is that the congregation prays for peace for the church, peace in the world, and peace for all those in need. And then we offer peace and reconciliation to one another. Now, this is not human peace alone, but the peace which is possible only through Christ. Then, together, we join in the meal with Christ. I kind of like to think of it this way. We're about to join in Holy Communion. The prefix com means with, and the rest of the word is union. We're going to be in union with each other as we join in union with Christ. The peace shared among ourselves is part of the full experience of Christ's peace in and among us. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus bequeaths us one of our greatest gifts for living. He gives us his own peace. It's not a peace that the world can give, but it is a peace that we can share together in Christ's name. It's a gift he gives to us, and it's a gift we share with each other. The peace of Christ be with you. Amen.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God of glory and grace, what a comfort it is to be able to lean into your care, to feel you enfold us in your arms of love, to know that you watch over us and walk before us in life. You have made us, O God, and we are yours. May our lives respond in praise and worship through all our words and deeds. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, great is your faithfulness. In all of life, help us to trust you more. As we struggle and wrestle with our worries and anxiety, help us to know that you are by our side and that the power of our fears is nothing compared to the power of your love. Help us to turn our troubles over to you in complete trust. Fill our lives, O Comforter, and give us your peace. Lord, in your mercy. God of compassion, in so many ways we need you. Be with those who are sick, those who mourn, those who are alone, those who are afraid. Touch our world with your healing hand. Bless those in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, Prince of Peace, touch our world with your peace. Where there is strife and conflict, where there is natural disaster, where greed and selfishness reign, where death and loss and deprivation are ways of life, in those places where it's hard sometimes to see you, make yourself known and transform our world. Guide the leaders of our world to lead toward you. Transform our broken world into your wholeness and give us your peace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings, as you have raised us to new life in Christ. Give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and
power,
and loving God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who living among us healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death gave his life for others. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Christ.
Body of Christ. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you make your home with us, bringing heaven to earth in this holy meal. Fill us with your Spirit as we go from here, that we may wipe away tears, tend to those in mourning and pain, seek the healing of the nations, and bring to earth the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.